to the beginning of the Yonah Nirvi. I made four Purim packets, and I wanted to, you know, sort of use the things that we did in the Kedushin Shir about Shlichus and Zechiah, and apply it to Purim and Bez Hashem to Pesach. So it should be exciting, and then Bez Hashem after the Shir of Purim, Bez Hashem, I'd like to start Chazara, and you know, I made the Chazara packets already, and then we could do in Yonev, maybe we'll do some more Kedushin, then in Yonev Pesach and stuff like that. Okay. So the question at hand that we're going to discuss today is Shlichus and Zechiah by Matanos Lavyonim. Say, for example, the following question. I always give you the example of you find a basketball, you pick it up on behalf of somebody. It's not yours, it's in the street, it's Hefker. And you pick it up on behalf of somebody else to be Zocheh. So he's Kona. He's Kona right away. I could be Zocheh on behalf of somebody, the guy could be in Florida now. And I'm not going to see him for another 5 months, or whatever, 5 years even. But he's Kona right away. So the question at hand, would you say the same thing, Matonis Lavionim? That if you pick up a dollar, $20 bill on behalf of somebody, on behalf of an Oni, so now he's Zocheh now, and on Purim, he's Zocheh. But he's not going to get it till I send it to him, because he's not here. But it's his. I'll hold it for him, or I'll put it in the mail. So the question is, are you Yotzei with Matanis Lavionim through Zechiah, or does he actually have to have the thing? But before we get to that, let's discuss for a second, by Matanis Lavionim, do you have to give it to the Ani on Purim itself? Pashas, as we normally assume, that Sholach Manos and Matanos Lavyonim, you give to the person on Purim itself. And even, so usually that's what we do by Sholach Manos. So the same, but say you're not going to see the person on Purim. Say I used to give it to some people here in YU, certain people who worked here, I used to give people who weren't getting Sholach Manos from too many other people, I felt I would go give them, you know. But like when Purim would fall out on a Sunday, like it is this year, and they don't work on Sunday, so I would go to their place beforehand and I'd give it to them. Now, even if I technically wasn't Yotzei Sholach Manos, still, it made them feel good. So I was giving other Sholach Manos as well. But what if you give the person the Sholach Manos beforehand and he holds on to it till Purim? Does it then he have to do the Mice in the Sina on Purim? Or maybe just the fact that he has the food on Purim, or if you give the Ani, say, the money from before Purim, and he just keeps it till Purim, and he spends it on, you know, and he uses it on Purim. But by Purim, he has the money. Is that also okay? So there was even without the discussion of Zechiah. Just if you normally, like when I collect Matanos Lavyonim, so we make an announcement that the money is going to be given out on Purim day. But what if it was given out before? What in the situation where money is given out before Purim, but the Ani holds on to it, where I give to some Jewish worker here, and he holds on to it? He's not going to be here. Say Friday is his last day, and he'll be here. We'll be going to be here on Sunday. Purim's on Sunday, but he'll hold on to it. So what's the deal? Yeah.
Point of giving Matanos Lavyonim, and is that people have on at the meal. If you give it to some other guy to be the zakat for the ani, where you're praying, you won't have available.
Right. So, so he's saying, so Shimon is saying that he doesn't think it should work, because he says that if the point of Shalach Manas and Matanas Lavionim is that she should have it for the meal, so what? That Al Pidin he owns the thing, he owns the money. Because I was mzakeh for him, I took out a $20 bill and I gave it to somebody. He said, "Pick it up on behalf of this person. He lives in Florida." And then we're going to send it to him, or he'll come in for Pesach and we'll give it to him then. But he has bialis now, so Shimon is saying he doesn't think it should be work. It should work because Lamaisa, he's not benefiting it from on Purim. So we'll have to see if he's right or not. So the pasuk says in Megillas Esther, "Hayomim asher nachu behem ha'yehudim eivayim v'chodesh asher nebach lehem miyogun l'simcha meivu l'yom tov asal susam yimei mishta v'simcha u'mishloch manos ish l'vayehu matanos l'avyonim." So that's the source. So there's a famous Gemara in Megillah, famous Fersh Mishnah, page 3. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Megillah, Nikreis, Bir Aleph, Bir Beis, Bir Gimel, Bir Dalet, B'tezvav, Lo Pochus, V'lo Yoser. Right, so they used to read the Megillah, in other words, starting from Yud Aleph. Starting from Yud Aleph. Okay. Starting from Yud Aleph, they would, you know, because sometimes the Kfarim have to come in to provide the food for the people in the city, so they didn't have time to read on Yud Aleph. So they were coming in, so they gave them a heter to read early. Because Shakfar Magdim Yom Knesset, Rashi just called them Miakasha Mukofim Korim Bitazvav Shay Mukofim Korim Yudal and Hare Hakol Bakwal. So Hekhi Bishkach is Yuralf Yubay Yud Gimel. Shakforim nostul lab chachomim shus lahatim kriyosa liyom aknisa. Yom sheni b'shabes shalfnei yudalad o chamishi b'shabes shuknisa shakforim is cancel a yonik l'mishpat. So the kforim would come in early because they had to be in the city, so we let them read then. So this way they would have time on Yudalad Tesvav to give food to the people in the cities, and they wouldn't have to be bothered with the Megillah. Right? So we gave them a dispensation they could read early. So look what the Gemara says on page 3. Igadame on the bottom. Bottom. Amar Rabba Barachana Amar Rav Yochanan. Zodiv Rav Yakiva Stimosa. Chachomim Omrim Bizmana Zehol Mistaklim Ba Ein Korimosa El Bizmana. So the Gemara says that Bizman HaZeh, you can't read in the Megillah before you dial in the Tezvav. Why? So Rashi explains, Rashi says, of Bizman HaZeh, Shepaskul Kol Eilig Yisrael Lifredu Lo Yigil Shluchim Bezna Etzlam. In other words, today, people are living in scattered places, and they live in scattered places. So they don't know what time, when Pesach is exactly. So how do they know when Pesach is? They would count 30 days from Purim, and then they would know when Pesach is. The Jews, right? They didn't have a calendar. They were scattered around, so they didn't know. So they would count. But if we read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, then people are going to think that what? That Purim is really Yud Aleph, and they'll count 30 days, and they'll think Pesach is Yud Aleph. So they'll start Pesach and Yud Aleph, and they'll eat end Pesach early because they started early, and they'll be eating chametz at the end. So he can't do that anymore. So only bizman shashanim kitikunam Yisrael shurim ad mosom. It's only when Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael and everyone knew when Purim was, when Pesach is, then you could read the Megillah and Yudal Kibbeis, etc. But bizman hazeh, whole mistaklim ba, in Kormosa el bizman. But here, bizman hazeh that we count till day 30, because we didn't know they were in Golus, they didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was, so then they have to read it bizman. That's how Rashi learned. But if you look, the Rif on page 4 learns the Gemara differently. Take a look at the Rif on page 4. Amar Rabba Bar Chana Amar Rav Yochanan Zodivrei Rabbi Akiva Stimosa the Dorish Zman Zmanim Zmanim V'chachomim Omrim Zman Azah Hol Mestaklim Ba Yikorim Mosel Bezmanim Klomar Hol. So how did Rashi learn Mestaklim? Mestaklim Ba Rashi learns is that they would look at Purim to figure out when Pesach was. Right? So they would look when Purim was and then they would count 30 days. The Rif learns a totally different pshat. He says, "Hol misklomer, hol mistaklimba means ain't korim some klomer. Hol of a name shall anim nusus l'mikra megillah k'day sheichalik lem most purim ain't korim some elas bezmana." Meaning. The minig was that at the Mikra Megillah, that's when people would give, you know, Matanos Lavyon. At the Mikra Megillah. In the day Mikra Megillah, people would... So, we're afraid that what? That if you could read the Megillah early, right? So then, people are going to give what? The Matanos Lavyon early. So what's wrong with that? So the simple pshat you can learn, so they're giving it on the wrong day. Because the heter to read early is only then in the Megillah. But Matanos Lavyonu. But so then what does that have to do with Bizman Hazeh versus not Bizman Hazeh? What changed? Whereas if you say, like Rashi's pshat, what changed was that we used to live in Eretz Yisrael. So we knew exactly when Purim was. We knew exactly when Pesach is. We didn't have to count 30 days. So then you could read the Megillah early because we're not counting 30 days to figure out when Pesach is because we know based on the, you know, the Kiddush HaChodesh when it is. But whole Mestaklim Bavis with Mestakel at Purim to figure out when what? When Pesach is. But the Rif learns Mestaklim Bavis means the Aniyim are looking at the Mikra Megillah to see when they're going to get their money, the handouts, the Matanos Lavyonim. So then what changed? So look at the Balamor. Says the Balamor, Amar Rabba Barachan Amar Rav Yochanan Mor HaKotam Zodubri Rekivis Timosa V'chobim Omrim Mizman Hazeh Hoel U'mistaklim Ba'al Korim Masol U'mizman Kosov Arif Klom Hohol Ve'inayim Shalaniim Nesus L'mikrim Megillah G'day L'chak L'hem Mos Purim In Korim Masol U'mizman. So what is he saying? So it's still not clear what's being said here. So what's the chisaron? What's the chisaron? So if you look in the Ravid, in the last two lines of the Ravid on the right side, at the bottom, he says, "Uzman azeh ikorin vein machalgim el b'yudal v'tazvash ein and ineim v'hachi perushim b'zman azeh shehanosnim muatim v'aniim merubim." See, b'zman azeh, that there are not so many people who are able to give, and the takers are more than the givers, the people are very poor. So what does that mean? The people are very poor. People are very poor, so you only read it, so you can't read the Megillah early. So why is that? What's the connection? So if you take a look for a second, so the Magen Avraham explains on the top of page 7. Top of page 7 in the Magen Avraham, he says, "The Kosev Bimor," that's the Balamor, "the Loyite Lehem Kodem Purim Dilma Achlu Luhu Kodem Purim." So that's the pshat. Because in the time of the Gemara, they were more wealthy. So you gave the Aniyim, you read the Megillah on Yudal, and you gave Matanos Lavyonim. So it's no big deal. They had food to eat. They'll keep that Matanos Lavyonim for Purim. But today, the people are what? They're so poor. So if you're gonna give it early, they're going to eat it. They're going to use it already. And then by the time Purim comes, it's not around anymore. So some point out, like we have a body shita, that you see from here that you don't necessarily have to give the Matanos Lavyonim on Purim itself, as long as it's Kayim till Purim, according to this explanation. And that's how Rav Abadi paskins. Even though the minhag olam is that we try to give on Purim or give to an organization that's going to give out on Purim. But there's what to say, as Rav Abadi pointed out, that one could be yotze if, as long as the Ani has it on Purim, even though you gave it to him from before. And that's pshat. And then some bring a raya, and could be Rav Abadi brings this raya, and maybe others, from this Balamor, that's the pshat in the Rif. That the reason why we can't read the Megillah B'zman Hazeh early is because we're not sure in Malad Mosam, we're in Gola, so we're poor. And if we're poor, we're going to get Matanos Lavyonim early, then we're going to consume it before Purim. So therefore, and Matanos Lavyonim was always given together with the Mikra Megillah. So if the Mikra Megillah is going to be read early, the Matanos Lavyonim is going to read early, and then by the time Purim comes along, it's going to be gone. And that's the pshat in this riff. And if you look at the Machzis HaShekel, see, the Mogen Avraham says, he quotes the Baal HaMor, that you shouldn't give before Purim, Dilma Ochlu Lu Kodem Purim. But that could be in a situation where there's a chashash, that's what Rabbi is assuming. So again, the minhag olam is we try to do the actual nesina, give it to a tzedakah that's going to be the nesina. But Rabbi thought, meikar adin, both the shalach manas and matanas lavyonim, as long as it's kayim by the makabel on Purim, it can be yotzer. So now, the Trumas Hadeshin on page 5 has the following discussion. Take a look in the Trumas Hadeshin on page 5. B'nei Adam ha-sholchim l'chavreim b'purim chalukim uzdinim chayadim. Whereas they're giving shalach manas, they're giving like clothing and different bed coverings. You know, things that are not food items. Nice things. Sweater, a sheet, nice things. Are they yotzei shalach manas or not? That was the question. So the Trumas Hadeshin answers, Tshuva yira de ein yotzim behem. Tenira tam mishloach manos u gedei sheye l'chol echad dey v'safik l'kayim masuda b'kedina. Like what Shimon said. That l'chor shaloch manos is that we want to make sure everyone has enough for the suda. So you have to get food. But you can't give that food. So that's what Shimon said. Shimon Iron said that, you know, he thinks that maybe Zechia shouldn't work because if it's for the Suda, so then just like you can't give clothing for Shalach Manas, then they say you're Mezake the Shalach Manas. My friend, he lives in Florida. I'm not going to get to Florida, but I want him to get the Shalach Manas. So I take a Shalach Manas and I give it to someone else to pick it up on behalf of him. So he owns the Shalach Manas now, but it's not accessible to him, Lamaisa. So that's what Shimon said. He doesn't think that the Zechia should work, according to this opinion. However, if you look in the Tshuva of the Chasam Sofer on page 10, so the Chasam Sofer says the famous idea. He says this on the bottom of page 10, on the right bottom. He says, "V'neira isi b'zeh beis tamim." He says there are two reasons for shalach manos. But Truma said dashin chasuv k'deishia. To provide for the Suda. So what's the point? You know this guy. You go to somebody's house. He has plenty of food. He needs your humantashin for the Suda. I mean, he has... it's like a low plug. Where he says, Tiknu kach shalolavayish mi she'ein lo. In other words, everyone gives shalach manos, but the real reason is to give to the people who don't have food for the meal. So therefore we give everybody, so therefore the people who really don't have won't feel bad. That's how the Chasam Sofer is explaining the Trumas Hadeshin. In other words, we're giving for, that's why you can't give something that's not a food item. This is really for the Suda. And most people have. But we give everyone, so this way the people who really need don't feel bad. Right. It's still a mitzvah, because the mitzvah was to give anybody. And but it was a mitzvah that, the way Chasam Sofer is explained in Trumas Hadeshin, it's the camouflage for, the real intent of the mitzvah was for people who don't have food for the meal. So therefore we say give everybody. And therefore, we did such a good job that most people don't even know that that's the reason. Right? So it's everyone's giving. And but then he quotes another reason. On the fourth line here, on page 10, on the left side, on the fourth line of this tshuva, in the middle of the line, the first word of the line is yimchol. Ach, ha-pasefim monos ha-levi. Who's the monos ha-levi? No. He wrote a sefer on what? On Megillas Esther. And but you probably never learned his sefer in Megillas Esther, right? But what do you know from him? There's something that he wrote that you know from him. What? He wrote what? L'chododi. Mordechai Elkhavetz. Mordechai Elkhavetz. He wrote L'chododi. So the Manas Levi, he wrote the sefer Manas Levi, and in that sefer it says that the reason for Shalach Mod is L'harbos HaShalom V'Areyos. It's not so much for food, you know, meaning to provide for the meal, but it's to cultivate camaraderie. So in the Olam, everybody says the machloikis between the monos. I always thought, and I thought one of the achronim says like this, that it could be, it's one and the same, meaning that you prevail for the meal, and that creates the race. But some want to say it's different. But they say, I think Rav Shachter mentioned, that the monos levi held, at some point, as Rav Shachter pointed out, that you don't have to give food. That's why they say that when he wrote the sefer Manas Levi, he gave it as a Shalach Manas bread, the sefer. They give a sefer as a, because he held it's a reyes, so maybe it doesn't even have to be food. So in the world today, I mean, the Neil Feldman has a whole piece in the sefer. They say that it's a machlokas, the Trumas Hadeshin of the Manas Levi. What's the point of Shalach Manas? Is it for the food for the meal, and if we give everyone, even though he has food, not to embarrass those that don't, or is it just for race? So the Chasam Sofer says that maybe this is totally in the discussion of the Ramah. Because what's the din? If you look at the Ramah, take a look. Take a look in the Ramah, the famous Ramah. What does the famous Ramah say? Here, take a look on page 8. In the Ramah. Last two words on the page. In the Ramah, on page 8. Vim Sholeach, now page 9. Manus l'chaveru hu eina rotsu l'kablum. Say you send Shalach Manus to somebody and he doesn't want to accept. Or mochalo. He says, mochal. So the Ramah says, Yotza. So the Chasam Sofer says, the famous Chasam Sofer, that maybe this Ramah is totally on the two reasons. That if it's for what? For the Suda, so then he has to take it. Because the Mavir is, because if he's not going to take it, then the guy who will take it will be Vayashim. So everyone has to take, or else there's no shalach manas. The whole idea is to give and then to accept it. So this way, I have for the meal. And now, even though I don't need your shalach manas for the meal because I have more food, but everyone has to take, or else was this way it'll embarrass the people that actually have to take what they don't have for the meal. But if it's not for the meal, it's just to show reyus. So as long as he expressed the reyus by giving it, so even though he said, you know, okay, you know, maybe you can, you know, you don't have a mocho, you still will be yotze. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. He says on page 10, fourth line, on the left side. I'm saving manos levi kosso b'shem rishosha narbos ha-shol v'reis hefach v'rgiloso sha'atzah. It was the opposite of what Haman said, that we're mfuzar mfurad b'sh b'chom sh'roi v'yos ha-mechad hina mfuzar mfuradim machlokes l'kei tiknu b'shloch manos ki yishlo mechem sh'sholoch v'herech yiboso avol pish z'e mochalo. So he says that the Ramoa will work well with the Manos Levi and not with the with this. So Rav Harfenis says on page 19. One second. Just look on page 19. So he discussed Sheila. In Mahani Shabapurim Yiske Maus Matanus Lavyanu La'oni Mesuyim. Af Shabapur Lo Yigilo Yudol Arachapurim. So he writes here. Nechel aposim zeh. V'kuli amim yodiyah zos la'oni al yidei emtos telephone yotzei b'kai gavda. So he says that whereas the point being is that you have to go by shalach. See, the discussion of the Truma Sedeshin and the Manus Levi is about Shalach Manus. But the point of the Matanus Lavyonim is that you're giving him Simcha and Purim. Whereas if somebody got, you give it to him, you hand him the dollar bill. So you're definitely Yotzi. Even though he decides he's not spending it today. But he has Simcha that he got the money. So if you're Mezakeh, the Matanos Lavyonim, so if he doesn't know about it, you know, Zachar Lodim Shalom Bafanov, he doesn't have to know about it, so he's not going to have any Simcha. So then he doesn't think he Yotze. But if you let him know, you know, we were Mezakeh, you know, $20 for you. And you let him know, so, and since there's no chi of him to spend it, and he knows that it's his now, so he has Simcha and Purim that he got the Matanos Lavyonim, and then he thinks he Yotze. On Purim, right? Well, that's totally in the discussion we just had with you know, with Rav Abadi about giving from beforehand. If you still, but the simple pshat, if you tell him, so that's what Rav Harfenis says. If you do Zchiyah, but you let him know. So then he has Simcha. Yeah, Moshe, you want to say something?
According to the suggestion, is Matanos Lavyonim and Shalach Manos both meant to accomplish the same thing? Because he's saying that, according to the past, it's not really some understanding that you're giving the Shalach Manos to the people who need a Suda, or Matanos Lavyonim is not for the Suda, or is it?
So, Rav Shlomo Gansfried says it a little bit differently. He says that the reason why we're giving Matanos Lavyonim, the reason why we give Shalach Manos, is to cover up the Matanos Lavyonim. So it shouldn't be noticeable, shouldn't embarrass the Aniyim, because everyone's getting stuff. So you get money, you get food, you know, we went. See, if you look in, see, if you look in Shulchan Aruch on page 7, Tov Reish Tzadi Dalin, so the Mechaber Beis, here he says, Eid Mishan Imoz Purim Letztok Acheres, right? You can't, there was the stuff that was from Moz Chit, from Matanus Lavion, it was from Moz Purim, you can't use for another Tztok. Hagah, V'davka Gaboim, Havo Oni Yochol Asas Bo Mashi Yirtzeh. So the Ramah says the Ani himself, in other words, he has Matanos Avion. So he says, you know, I want to save this money, I want to buy myself a pair of shoes next week. So he can do it, even though he's not using it. He got it on Purim, so he has Simcha. And now he still has a Chiv to make a to have a Suda. But say he's being invited by somebody, whatever. So in other words, he doesn't have to use it for Tzorchei Purim. He can do whatever he wants with it. And it doesn't have to be on Purim. But at least he has to either have the money given to him on Purim, or at least own the money by Purim, even if he got it from before, as Rabbi pointed out. If you look in the Sefer Soros Tshuva, on page 13, that's the Chasam Sofer's grandson. So he says, V'sapach de misha zika v'purim alidei echad matanus lavyonim l'shnei anim. But somebody picked up matanus lavyonim and the mezakeh for shnei anim v'logil yodem alach ha'purim. But they only got the actual money after Purim. Im yotzi yidei chovas mitzvahs matanus lavyonim. So he says that it doesn't work because you don't have the Simcha Purim. Three lines from the bottom. Zika lo yodei acher v'nosim lo matan acher Purim rebe Purim atzmo lo higil lo dei Simcha. But Rav Harfen has said a chak that what did Rav Harfen say? That if you tell him, if you call him up on the phone, that could solve the problem. So this way, unless you say that he mamish has to have the money on Purim, so potentially he could use it. I don't know. What do you think? Is it enough? Do you think what Rav Harfen says is the Parshat Shad, or do you think he actually... Because Alpi did, it's his money now. You mezak al yidei acher. You get the $20 bill. He gave it to somebody to pick up on behalf of this guy. So it's his. What do you think? You think that the telling him is good enough? Right. In other words, The question is, if it's for the Suda, right. That's a question. Oh. Now, on page 28 of the Sefer Chalkas HaSoda, Tshuva Dalet. Adonai HaChakir Misha Shalech Manoshal Al Bidor, in the mail. In Tzvei Adiv Vashlach Chodem HaPorim Kedai Sheyagia Chalfayim HaPorim Al Mutam Shal Chodem HaPorim Al Bishol Gia Chavara HaPorim. But should you mail it out before Purim? So he'll get it on Purim even though you're not doing the mice and the scene on Purim? Or is it better to mail it on Purim even though he'll get it after Purim? So he says that Risi Bishut Maria Sad Shelo de Magdim Vlo Machin Sad Ben Vateros Lav Yorim. So what does the Maria Sad say? We have it, I put it in the packet, right? What page? Yeah. So therefore you think what?
Either way, if you say that you give it to them,
if what?
If you say that the whole always the purpose of your own work on this is that everyone should get something, so then you can't give it to them now. Unless you get to the one day shipping, so that somehow you got it the same day.
No, you're saying that you need to have it physically in your possession. That's the question. The Tshuva Yehuda Yala on page 17 says, see, Rav Harvard is just saying the issue is that if you need Simchon Purim, so he thought that as long as he's calling on Purim and he hears about it, so it's good. But it's not so posh. The Tshuva Yehuda Yala on page 17 on the second arrow here, so he says beferish he thinks chiyah works.
Okay.
In other words, he takes money and gives it to someone else to pick it up on behalf of a third party. Because you can't do ski on your own. You have to, in other words, if I want to give this Gemara to you, I can either hand it to you. If you're not here, I can give it to someone else to pick it up on your behalf. But if I just pick it up on your behalf, it doesn't work because it has to be going out of my rishus. I can't do ski for someone else on my own property. I have to give it to it. That's why when you make an Erev in a building or something like that, you buy a box of matzahs, then you have to give the box of matzahs to another party to pick it up on behalf of, because you can never do Zechiyah by yourself. It always has to be Zechiyah al yidei acher. And it can't be somebody, a child of yours who you're still supporting, because he's considered under your domain. What? He doesn't say that. mashma that you don't. Yeah.
Question about tzias. Is there such a thing as like hefsek between the guy who made his zechiyah on something when it actually happened to another person? Like the guy zaka money, and a year later he decided he remembered this money for him. So I'm afraid he was going to say hefsek a year in the future, or does it need to be in a certain time?
No, it's Yotze. If you hold the Yotze with the Zechiyah, like the Maria Sad, so then the Yotze not dead.
The money never even, you forgot about it in the house. You just forgot about it. You meant to bring it with you and give it to him, but you forgot. Your Yotze.
No, on the sheet, I think Shechter pointed out that the places are given, that if you zok of somebody and he never knows about it, then maybe the Zechiyah wasn't really called. Okay. There's a famous Binyan Tzion on page 18. So he says a famous idea here. Says, let's find the line. Okay, take a look on the left side of the page Simon Mem Dalet. The left column, the first word on the line is Mitzvah Shiluach. From Hachin Nichali, Mashin Estapachti, Misha Mevi Batsmo. Manos, Nosen Chaveiro, and Yotza Yidei, Mishloch Manos. And I'm going to read a Shvuk Shalom to Moshe. And I'll Ibcha Lo Matzana Shehe Hukh Shlucho. Okay. Here the Hachim see Mishloch Manos. Maybe the fact that the Pasuk says Mishloch Manos, maybe you have to dafka do it all Yidei Shliach. That you have to send somebody and say, oh, this is, the Shalach Manos from the Simon family. But you can't do it yourself. That's what he's mistopping. He says, but you don't find that the poskim mentioned this. So he thinks that the Yotze, even if you give it yourself, and that's what we normally assume. He says, maybe it's better to send it with someone else. But he says that you certainly Yotze by yourself. So why does it say Mishloch Shiluch? But if you sent it, Shlichus just means that you have to make an overture to send, to give. If he doesn't want to take it, you're still Yotze. That's the right to Ramah. As long as you did the Shlichus. Shlichus doesn't mean you appointed somebody. You did the overture, the Shlichus just means the giving. As long as you made the overture to give, even if he doesn't want to accept, so you don't say it. How do you see that? From the fact that the Megillah speaks from the perspective of the giver. So as long as you did the shlichus, not necessarily appointing someone as a shliach, but you did the overture of giving, that's okay. Yeah.
According to the Binyan Tzion, would he say, in a sense, it's better to do Mishloch Manos by the Zechiyah because you have to do it by the Acher, and therefore by it might be better than giving it on your own?
Well, shlichus. He says it could be that you should get a shliach to do it. That's what he's mistopic. He doesn't say.
So would zchiyah be better than?
Well, zchiyah. The only problem with zchiyah is that if he's not getting it on Purim, the actual food, then like what Shimon said, then maybe that would be a problem. Whereas if you do zchiyah and then ultimately you give it, that's like you did shlichus. Because it's not a real din shlichus here. It's just maisa kof ba'alma. You just have to, the food has to get there. You know, there's a famous tshuva from the Sama Rebbe I do when we do Hilchas Nida. There's a halacha that when your wife is a Nida, you're not supposed to send her wine. You're not supposed to send her wine. So that's why it's a question, what do you do for Kiddush? That is, Kiddush, when you pour wine on Friday night or whatever, so how do you do it? So what we do is we have everyone has a little cup in on their plate, and you pour for everybody even before the people are even there, or the wife is not necessarily in the room, etc. But the Sadler Rebbe thought that the whole chumrah is really just the chumrah, because he thought if you pour wine for your wife and you send it down the table, that's not sending wine. Sending wine means, what does sending wine mean? If your wife is not with you, say you're away for Shabbos, and you want to have her, you know, buy her something so she'll think, oh, he's remembering me, even though, and you send a bottle of wine to her, that's what it means. Because that brings chibur. Because there's no chibur, really, at the Shabbos table when you send wine to your wife. That's not a chibur. And Rav Abadi said the biggest raya is when there's someone else's wife at the table, you're also sending her wine. So if that would be chibur, that would be inappropriate. So you see the fact that you're sending it, so it must be that the chibur that Chazal would talk about, the sholeach kos, means that someone's not there and you send the cup of wine through a like it would be parallel to what people do today where they're dating somebody seriously and they send flowers for Shabbos or something like that, you know. So once they're in a certain part of the relationship, so they want to show chibur, so then they start sending flowers for Shabbos. So that's a chibur, because it shows that you know, even though you're not together, but you're thinking about her, you know. So that's what the couple wants. So the Sabra Rebbe said maybe that's shot in the Binyan Siyam, that the Dafka do all the shlichas, because when you do a shlichas, that's more of a, that means that you're like sending somebody for somebody, meaning I'm thinking about you even though you're not in front of me now. You know, I don't see, I'm thinking about you, and I send flowers, I send a fruit basket, I send things like that, and that's what the Satmar Rebbe thought. But he thought that so the minute by Hilchas Nidus, people try not to pour for their wives. In case they pour cups in the middle of the table, and then each one takes, or they pour when their wife isn't in the room, or whatever, different things. But Meigar Din, the Satmar Rebbe thought that the din of Shiluach HaKos doesn't really apply in our situation where she's right there at the table and you're just pouring for her and sending it down to her. He didn't think that really applies, because there's no chibur. That's what Rav Abadi says. The biggest raya is that if you just did it for this other woman who's married to someone else, then obviously if that would be chibur, then you wouldn't be able to do it to her. So by the fact you're doing it to her shows there's no chibur here whatsoever. So then you should be able to do it for your own wife who's in need as well, because that's not any showing of chibur. But this is a famous binyan in Siyan about the fact that it uses the lashon mishloach. Mishloach manos. That's the binyan Siyan. And Rav Harfenis quotes to the Sabra Rebbe here on page 24. He says, "Uke ein svaras mari." He quotes the Mari Asad on the fourth line here on page 24. Should Mari Asad note she'odif who mitzvah l'shloach al yedei shliach? And he says, then Rav Orphanus writes, Ke'ein Svaras Marie, Kosev B'shut Divrei Yoel, Tishloma Denika Yosef Reyes, K'she'ein Ulfonav, V'shalocha Elei Shliach, Shazel Oz Zikoron, Shadaito Olov, Zachreyim. In other words, obviously, if I'm looking at you, you're here now, I'm thinking about you, as I'm looking at you. But so it doesn't, it's not such an emotional thing. I give you a cup of wine. It's not some, but if I'm sending you something, oh, somebody's presenting it, you know, someone rings the bell on Shabbos, and then, oh, it's the guy from the flower store, and he's giving flowers, so that, you know, makes her feel, oh, he loves me, he's thinking about me, etc. Yeah, that's a question. Okay, we have to look into that. Yeah. Okay. You see, the Maria Sad page is that? Maria Sad. Yeah, that's here on page 17. He says, so first he said, you know, Zchi al de'acher is good. And then he says, Zeh yomim nishalti b'kvot talmidei mitzvah shtuch al de'akum ya mitzvah b'zel shlichus. Nira la niestaiti hoshen Lite, Mishloch Moritz, Venoka, Kral Hoshim, Mishloch, Afalgav, Kalmoch, Mitzvah Yosef, Mishloch, Mashmam, Saying Pay, the Shluch is a Mamish. Moya asked, okay, Adif Nami, Mitzvah Yosef, Tisha Tachlis, Kamrasa, Mitzvah Karv al Vavas. Yosef der Kovr or de Shluch. Normally you say Mitzvah Yosef, Mishloch. But here it's better to do Shlichas, maybe because it shows the more the Ava. And then on page 15 in the Sefer Chalkas Mordechai, Rabbi Mordechai Isbi, he says, Yesh lodun im efter lotzeis chovas mishloch manos al yidei she zika acher bavuro. V'idin zachal lodun shalom fonov. So he quotes the machlokas, the Truma Sedeshin and the Ktsos about zachin le'odom and zachin me'odom. So Truma Sedeshin mahani afiu Shemafsid b'schiyos ha'momon la'zocha. Shemafrish lo chala, right? But after this goes la'odom eiz ha'chefetz. In Meimach Yatshubas Adeshen, the Pshita Yochol ikach monos beiso shalveil b'shloch havur m'shloch monos. In other words, take some from someone else to give so he can be yotze. Take from his, he gave you his key to his kitchen and you'll Mazaka for somebody else, so he's told away the machlokas whether only Zochim Le'odom or even Zochim Me'odom, right? The Ktsos and the Truma Sedeshin. Okay, so this was an interesting discussion of the Truma Sedeshin, of what the point of Sholach Manas is, and what the point of Matanos Avyonim is, and whether you could do Zchiya, and whether it's preferable to do Shlichas, or not preferable to do Shlichas, and whether Mechila works, whether Shlichas. And several ideas. So, okay. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll talk a little bit about Suda's Purim. Specifically, is there an Indian to have more than one Suda on Purim? Or is it only one Suda, or you should have more than one Suda? Okay.